keep your family safe with help from Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Kidde detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and give fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Check out all our Kidde safety products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
If you've been enjoying this podcast and want a super easy way to support it, you can simply find me on YouTube by searching Demon Creep. A subscription is a great help. But if you want to help the longevity of this podcast, my channel offers channel memberships for as low as 99 cents a month. Thank you, and keep enjoying the Demon Creep podcast. Hello, souls and demons. Welcome back to the portal. Have you mortals ever been to a Walmart? I've heard strange stories come from that place and have thus sought out some for my own entertainment, well, and for yours. So enjoy these four true creepy encounters in Walmart. My brother and I were almost kidnapped by hillbillies in Walmart when I was 10. So this happened about 13 years ago. I was 10 at the time, my brother was 8. We had just moved to a new town that year, and the Walmart here had this sweet arcade up near the service desk. So every time my parents would bring us grocery shopping, they'd give us each a few dollars and let us play in the arcade. The town had an incredibly low crime rate, and the arcade is at the front of the store where dozens of people are checking out. So what could possibly go wrong? My brother is playing the claw machine while I'm standing on the side of the machine, trying to help him angle the claw perfectly above a stuffed animal he's trying to get. Suddenly this random hillbilly walks up to the claw machine next to us, inserts a quarter and begins moving the claw around. But for most of this time, he's making eye contact with my brother and smiling, not even watching the game. He's not talking to us, just staring and smiling. He has long, thin brown and silver hair, pulled back in a loose ponytail at the base of his skull, a camo trucker hat and a long, scraggly beard. I remember vividly the way he smelled. Stale beer, ashtray, and something that smelled like a sweet yet sour dirt or fungus. He tries making small talk with my brother and I, who were raised to be aware of strangers, but still to be polite. Eventually we got bored of the game we're playing and I usher my brother to follow me to a new game, on the opposite side of the arcade. A few seconds later the man follows us, stationing himself once again at the claw machine next to us. At some point an overweight lady walks in and says to the hillbilly, "What are you doing to these little kids?" and snickers at me. He replies, "I'm trying to win them some stuffed animals." She then begins playing the claw on the other side of us, so that my brother and I are sandwiched between these two strange hillbillies. His comment comes across as weird to me, because previously I thought he was maybe trying to win something for his kids, but this entire time, he'd just been following my brother and I from game to game, trying to win us toys. This has been going on for maybe 20 minutes at this point. They followed us to several different machines and spent a lot of money. The games were all 25 cents per play. Each time my brother and I switched machines, they'd follow us. The hillbilly says to the lady, "I'm out of money. You got any?" She says, "Nah, I'm broke too." My brother says, "I have a dollar still." Now this is the part that really scared me. I remember listening to these two talk about some weird things with us, asking if I have a boyfriend, asking where we go to school, where our parents work, asking if we've ever done drugs, etc. But when my brother said he had a dollar, she responded with the most terrifying thing I'd heard from them yet. The woman suddenly bursts out, "Well shit, then give it to him, boy!" Her face was red, the tone in which she shouted was so ear-piercing and gut-wrenching that I could feel the blood drain from my face. My brother looked like he was about to cry. He hands her the dollar and her face lights up. She laughs it off, almost like she's trying to make it seem like she was joking when she yelled at us. My father walks up a couple of minutes later. As I turn to tell him that these people have spent close to $15 to win toys for us, they leave hurriedly. Before he gets a good look at him, my dad is livid. He takes us up to the front desk and tells them what I told him. They make an announcement on the intercom to keep an eye out for these people, and to report to an employee if they see them. Then they call the police. I don't actually remember this part or much of anything after my father arrives, but this is what he told me. They never did find the couple. The police reviewed security cameras, too blurry to make out any physical details, and told my parents that the couple left the store immediately after my father showed up, without any groceries. Every time I see a man or woman in Walmart that looks as I remember them, I get anxiety and try to avoid them. I forgot to mention that the two seem to be in their mid-50s from what I remember. I believe they were a couple, but I don't know for sure. I don't think she was his mother, though. It seems a few people thought they were mother and son based on the way I explain it, so I apologize for that. So to the hillbilly couple lurking in Walmart. I hope to never, ever meet you again. Attempted kidnap in Walmart. There are tons of stories on social media of women fearing for their lives in stores. I can't speak to the validity of their stories, but I can tell you mine. I was working a job that sometimes had late hours, and I would blow off steam in my local Walmart afterwards, either to pick up groceries or to just walk around to wind down before bed. When I pulled up to the parking lot, there were two men hanging out in the almost deserted parking lot. I sat in my car for a minute because they scared me. I almost didn't go in, that's how much of a bad vibe they were giving me. They were sitting on the hood, and it wasn't until two other people showed up that I decided I felt safe enough to walk in with the two new people. The other two men followed. I did my shopping as usual across the store, until I realized I was being followed. The two men waiting outside previously were suddenly in my eyeline every time I looked up. They were across from me in makeup. They were down the aisle from me in house goods, down the aisle from me in grocery, so I decided I would test them to see if they were following me. I walked to my left and one of the men ended up looking at women's bathing suits while he was watching me. That was it. There was no denying now. As I made my way towards the front of the checkout, I saw one of the men sprint out the front door ahead of me. As I checked out my items, the second made his way out the door. That's when I decided this is really going to happen if I go out those doors. Those men are going to take me. I decided to get an escort. It took a long time for me to find someone working. It was already after 12 a.m. and most people were stalking, but when I finally did, I told them I didn't feel safe that these men were following me, and that I wanted an escort. In that time, the second man came back into the store to see what was taking me so long. The manager said they had been hanging out in the parking lot all day. So the manager finally found a man to walk me out, and what I saw when we walked out will stay with me forever. The first man was crouched down, off to the right of the doors, as if he were going to jump someone from behind. When I saw his face, he knew that I knew what he was doing. He ran to his car, called his buddy, I'm assuming. He got on the phone real quick and went and sat in the car while I was escorted. I called the police as I drove away. I should have done it inside the store. A big regret that I have. So, attempted kidnappers, let's not meet. Walmart guy won't let me leave. A few days ago, I decided to go to Walmart to pick up a few things. That day, I was wearing a bright dress with sunflowers printed on it. I wore my hair down, which is also a brighter blonde color. As I was shopping, I went down the international aisle to grab Marin, As I walked down, I felt eyes on me. I stood in front of the shelf stocked with different sauces and condiments looking for Marin, when a guy came so close to me that I had to look at him. The moment we locked eyes, he smiled and said, "Hi, how are you?" I instantly felt uneasy, so I said nothing, smiled at him and walked away. There's no particular reason the man made me feel uneasy. He looked fine. He looked like he was in his early to mid-30s, maybe a few inches taller than me, around 5'8", and had brown hair. His dirty orange cut-off shirt and brown boots made me think he was in construction, but who knows. All I know is that he was weird in a way I can't put my finger on. After I walked away, I went to the complete opposite end of the store and kept looking around me. He was nowhere to be found for the next 20 minutes or so that I shopped, so I thought I was just overreacting. I started heading towards the checkout area, and once I got to the lines, I saw him standing right next to the refrigerators next to the checkout, staring at me. He had one item in his hand, so after we made eye contact, he walked towards the self-checkout area. I did a 180 and checked for the longest line I could find, thinking I could wait him out. It took about 20 minutes to get through checkout, and I dragged my feet walking out of the store, making sure the guy wasn't waiting for me in the store. With him nowhere to be seen, I picked up the pace once I got outside. I started to think I was being irrational. He wasn't unattractive, he gave off no signs of actually being dangerous. I must be crazy, right? Walking towards my car, I saw a brown worker's truck waiting close to the exit. Start to drive around the parking lot once I stepped out of the store. I didn't think much of this truck at the time, because I had thought the guy had left, and at that point, I just wanted to get to my car because it was raining. I finished packing my trunk when the same truck started to pull through the spot diagonal of mine, slowly inching into the spot right next to my car so that my driver's side was right next to the truck's driver's side. I heard the guy's voice say, "Excuse me," as he opened my car door. I quickly slid in, hoping I could just get away with him thinking I didn't hear him. I locked the door, turned the car on, and quickly turned it into reverse. I started pulling out, but before I could get far, the brown truck pulled forward and moved diagonally right behind my car, so that I couldn't back up without hitting his car entirely. I looked in front of me to realize with the car in front of me, there was no way I was going to just drive out of there with no issues. I turned my head and saw the guy sitting in his truck with his window rolled down. I decided to roll down my window and asked, "What's up?" in a hostile tone. He began, "I just saw you in the store, you know, and you are absolutely so beautiful. I just had to tell you." "Oh, thank you," I said, praying he didn't get out of his vehicle. "I couldn't let myself walk away without asking for your number so that I can take you out," he told me. I picked up my hand with my wedding ring and told him, "I'm married." As he began to respond, I rolled up my window and stared at my steering wheel, waiting for him to move his truck. I couldn't stand to look in his direction because I felt his eyes on me. So after what seemed like the longest minute, I heard him finally move his truck. I peeled out of there in a heartbeat. The guy might have had great intentions, he might have been genuine, but I got a dark and heavy vibe that didn't sit right with me. So, guy at Walmart who blocked me into my spot to ask me out, let's not meet again. Strange man at Walmart. For some background on me, I'm a 5'3" female. I used to have my hair colored in bright colors. At the time of the story, it was bright blue. And at the time of these two incidents, I was in my very early 20s. I live in the central part of Texas, born and raised here. It was a little after I'd first gotten my driver's license when my mom had asked me to run to Walmart in order to pick up some groceries for dinner. I figured, sure, why not? Plus, I had just gotten paid. Maybe I could buy something for myself as well. Now, usually when I go shopping anywhere, I always have my phone and headphones with me so I can listen to music while I shop. This day, however, I left my phone at home on its charger. Sucks, but whatever. I wasn't going to take long to get what I needed. As I'm walking through the store grabbing dinner, I start realizing something was off. I couldn't really understand why, but I started to feel like I was being followed. I looked around me as discreetly as I could, and didn't really notice anyone. A few families, some college kids, and then this one guy in a dirty wife beater. I shrugged it off and figured I was just being paranoid. So I continued on my way. But every so often I get that feeling of being watched. So I'd keep looking around and I never saw anything weird. Except on my journey into a third aisle, I noticed the guy in the dirty wife beater again. He was some older white guy, maybe mid to late 40s. He had short orange blonde hair, a bit of facial scruff, and some sort of facial tic. He looked a little off. He was just standing and staring. He didn't even have a shopping cart from what I remember. And he just stared at me. I turned back around and figured maybe I was blocking his path. I grabbed my cart and started wandering over to where the art supplies were since I needed a few new sketchbooks. And I could still feel him following me. The entire time. At that point, I started to get a little freaked out. I'd never had this happen before. So then I decided I'd try to lose him by going through different aisles. At first it worked, and I decided now would be my time to leave. So I head up to a cashier, pay for everything, and make my way out. Then I suddenly hear someone behind me call out, "Don't leave yet, baby." I look back behind me because I knew that comment was directed at me. And lo and behold, the guy in the dirty wife beater. I just ignored him and booked it out of the store. As I make it to the car, though, I keep hearing him behind me saying things like, "Come back, and I'm talking to you." Thankfully, I managed to get everything in the car and book it out of the parking lot before he got to me. I was shaking by the time I got home. I thought about telling my parents about what happened, but decided not to. I figured it was a one-off kind of thing. Boy, was I wrong. About a few months later, my mom, M, and one of my older sisters, C, went to the same Walmart to do some grocery shopping. I told no one about the incident from months prior, but I did gain a tendency to carry my pocket knife with me at all times afterwards, just for added safety. So we're walking in talking about something dumb, or about what we were supposed to get, I can't remember, when all of a sudden I looked ahead of us and just froze on my steps. Right in front of us was Mr. Dirty Wife Beater, still looking grungy as all hell, and looking straight at me. M and C had noticed my sudden lack of movement when this guy walks closer to us, never looking elsewhere besides my face, and starts rambling about my colored hair. "Why do you change your hair? Is it to get men to look at you? 'Cause I'm looking." Those are the words that are still ingrained into my brain. My mom looked at him confused. Same with my sister. I was still shocked and tense with just how uncomfortable I was, and how scared I felt. I didn't really know what to do. Thankfully, maybe due to my fear, I managed to start power walking ahead of my mom and sister while this guy kept talking. When I stopped in the baking aisle, M and C asked me what that was all about. I finally told them, and M started getting concerned, asking me if maybe I should get security involved. For some reason, maybe my anxiety, I decided not to get security involved. I did end up that entire trip looking over my shoulders constantly to make sure we didn't get followed out to the car. So yeah, crazy and or possibly doped up guy in a wife beater. Let's not meet.